rain showers once again. Today's forecast will include a high of 86, so it will be a little warmer and a little stickier as well with higher humidity. We'll have more about that following a news update. It is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden will give an exclusive interview to ABC News this week in the wake of last week's debate performance, a portion of which will run Friday on World News Tonight and the extended version Sunday on This Week.
The White House says we will be seeing a lot more of him next week, including during a press conference that he's expected to give during the NATO summit right here in Washington, D.C. And then on Friday, our very own George Stephanopoulos will sit down with President Biden for an exclusive, the first since that debate.
ABC's Rachel Scott, the New York judge who presided over Donald Trump's hush money fraud trial, pushed sentencing all the way back into September. Judge Juan Marchand wants to review the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has been disbarred in New York for what the state says were his demonstrably false and misleading statements as the former president tried for re-election. This is ABC News. It's hot, dry, and windy across much of California, and wildfires are exploding across the state.
Up and down California as feared, with temperatures hitting over 100 degrees, wildfires are again breaking out. Fires in Napa County and another near the town of Oroville have kept firefighters busy. In parts of Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric has shut off power to prevent wildfires because of the heat and wind, causing concerns that fire activity could be explosive.
ABC's Alex Stone. Further proof that no one's getting younger, an iconic rock and roller sharing her health struggles.
Heart singer Ann Wilson revealing she's battling cancer, and the band has postponed their upcoming tour to give her time to recover. The 74-year-old shared on social media that she recently had an operation to remove something that was cancerous. The operation was successful, and she's feeling great, and she's also starting a course of preventative chemotherapy. She'll be in recovery the rest of the year and promises to be back on stage in 2025.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, a high of 85, low clouds and patchy fog early, then plenty of sunshine and warm, west winds at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog, a low of 62. For the 4th, partly to mostly cloudy and warm, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday, a high of 84. Thursday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms, a low of 63. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler with scattered showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, and a high of 74. Saturday, mixed skies with spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, and a high of 79. In Richland Center, lots of rain yesterday and last night. 1 inch and 79 one-hundredths. So we add that to our total for this summer. 1.79 yesterday, a high of 68 degrees. This morning, 1/100th of an inch of rain following a midnight mark of 67. It is 65 degrees. And time now to officially start the broadcast day today, Wednesday, July 3rd.
Proudly we hailed at the Last night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. And across the sky fly scenes from my life. And for each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, the other to the Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. And I noticed that many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of suffering, when you could see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you."
Edgel Groves and Footprints in the Sand. Before that, our national anthem sung by Lee Greenwood. Here we are, together again, friends. It is time on a Wednesday morning to get together with the regular features. And one thing I do know is it's a little soggy out there. That's, let's see, 1.79 yesterday. That's crazy. And there were times when it was really storming, really raining, and then other times where it just seemed like it was light rain, but it just never really stopped from afternoon on yesterday and last night as well. So it appears we're going to get a respite from the rain, at least for today. There is rain in the forecast for the 4th as well, though, and they've moved that up a little bit. Yesterday, they were talking more about the best chances being on the 4th of July night, but now the new forecast calling for it about midday, so not good for all of the community events going on, but yeah, we'll take it as it comes. Maybe the mosquitoes get a bath. That's, you always got to look at the positive, right? Got to wash them right out of here. We'll have regular features coming up, including news on a Brewer win late last night, so details coming up when we check sports in about 10 minutes. Let's start those chores now. Kenny Rogers and Dottie West on the radio.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone, I feel just like a child without a home. The love you give me keeps me hanging on, honey. All I ever need is you.
You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future.
future, you're my best. Oh, loving you is all I ask. Honey, all I ever need is you.
Weather's come and then they go, and we watch the melting snow.
Search for silver, some for gold. But I found my treasures in your soul. Oh, honey, yeah. And all I ever need is you.
Without love, I'd never find a way through ups and downs of every single day. And I won't sleep at night until you say, honey,
we'll be right back.
the Gatlin Brothers on WRCO, Light the Milk House Show, 517 the time. 65 degrees here in Richland Center. A reminder that Christie's Card Buddies get-together for a euchre tournament will be held today at 1 at the old Avoca School Gym. And Hill Country Classic Power will have a meeting at 8 o'clock tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Those reminders today on the day before the 4th. Some people with the day off today. That's it. Kind of seemed like it extends, especially when the 4th is falling where it is. Some people kind of making the most of it and doing some summer vacationing right now. So if they're taking their tent to camp, hopefully they have the rain flap ready to go. We'll check sports in just a little bit. This is George Strait.
Right and wrong. Wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, though I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Good morning from WRCO and the Light in the Milk House Show.
I asked Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold $645 and down by the head, with the lightweights and thin calves $350 and down. Slaughter cows were steady except that the dairy cows were milked down, not as good yieldings as some weeks. The bulk of the dairy cows range from 85 to 116, topping out at 145, with beef cows 108 to 130. Feeder cattle were active at last Friday's feeder sale. Lightweight Holstein steers sold from 285 to 315, with the heavier steers 190 to 230. Colored steers 240 to 3 1/4, with heifers 2 to 285. Our next feeder sale will not be until Friday, July 19th, as we use this period of time to replace the post planks and concrete at the sale barn. The year may be half gone, but we still have half the year left. Plenty of time to smile, tell someone thanks, and take the family out for ice cream. Darren Cole and Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, thank you for your business and look forward to continue working with you in the future.
20 minutes after 5, an update on sports today. Well, rainy weather forced postponement of Church League softball last night in Richland Center and Men's Golf League at Quail Run as well. So they'll make those events up at a later date. Willie Adames hit a tying sacrifice fly in the 9th inning, and Reese Hoskins was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. The Brewers rallied past the Rockies 4-3. Brenton Doyle homered for the third time in 2 games and hit an RBI double for the Rockies. The Brewers were able to get the victory, edging out their opponent 4-3 and evening up the series at a game apiece. The Brewers posted their 26th come-from-behind win this season, which is the most in the majors. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis 7-4 over Pittsburgh. The Mets, 7-2 winners against Washington. San Francisco, 5, Atlanta, 3. Philadelphia, 6-4 over the Cubs. Dodgers, 6, Arizona, 5. In the American League, Cleveland, 7, the White Sox, 6. Toronto, 7-6 over Houston. Minnesota, 5, Detroit, 3. Tampa Bay, 5-1 over Kansas City. Baltimore, 2, Seattle, nothing. Oakland, 7, the Angels, 5. Interleague action, Boston, 8-3 over Miami. Cincinnati 5 and the Yankees 4, Texas 7-0 over San Diego. Elsewhere, Bronny James says the opportunity to play professionally alongside his famous father played no role in his decision to enter the NBA draft. Now that the 19-year-old son of LeBron James has been selected by the Lakers, Bronny says he can still handle all the extra attention and pressure while the James family makes basketball history. That's a look at sports this morning, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Again, a lot of rain here, an inch and 79 one-hundredths this morning. I'm guessing there are a lot of places that have more than that. And today we salute our good friend Mike over in Baraboo, who is checking in with a grand total of 3 inches and 53 one-hundredths from yesterday and last night. Well, you win over there. I appreciate it. Well, anyway, we appreciate Mike listening, and we know that he's a fan of the aerobic polka. So just keep your head up there, keep it above water, and keep listening, and we'll see if we can give you a little jolt of polka power this morning. Here we go. A one and a two. And a...
is in the air down at the friendly tavern. Everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness everywhere down at the friendly tavern. Nothing else can compare. That's where we go for cheer. Bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together. Time to get started, gay and lighthearted. No need to ask us where. Down at the friendly tavern, everyone's happy there. Romance is in the air down at the friendly tavern. Everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness in the air down at the friendly tavern. Nothing else can compare. That's where we go for cheer. Bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together. Time to get started, gay and lighthearted. No need to ask us where. Down at the friendly tavern, everyone's happy there.
Boy, now that was a lively one there. That was, in fact, the Brave Combo with the Down at the Friendly Tavern polka right there. Yes, that's good for what ails you this morning. The old Light in the Milk House show giving you the wake-up call. Word from one of our good friends down in Castle Rock area where they have recorded a grand total of 4 inches of rain from yesterday. So pastures underwater and whatnot. Yeah, not a good situation. I feel for anybody that's in that situation. Losing fences, that's not cheap. And, of course, crops underwater, that's certainly not cheap. So hang in there. We feel for you. We appreciate you checking in and letting us know all about that today. Speaking of Castle Rock, one of our old buddies that lived there for a long time, the late, great Lyle Foley. You're on the Light in the Milk House show.
And the pay is great, but every now and then they go and send me out of state. It ain't right to make me spend my nights away from you. All this time I thought my boss was cool. So I worked out the system, Friday morning I'd clock in. I'd sneak off at noon and get clocked out by a friend. Come quitting time, I'd be 4 hours down that interstate. The Friday noon, my boss was at the gate. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll fire your friend. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled up my picture view, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. That I get to you, the faster that I roll. About 2 o'clock this morning, I was really flying low. I could see you in your nightgown, waiting at the door. It was hard to keep that pedal off the floor. Well, I heard it hit the siren, I saw the flashing lights. I eased off the pedal and pulled up on the right. I swear that trooper was the biggest cop I'd ever seen. His eyes were hard, his voice was cold and mean. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll run you in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled out my picture of you, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. Honey, when we're old and gray, if you're the first to go, I'll get on my knees and pray St. Peter calls me home. If he asks me why I wanna go before my time, I'll tell him I just gotta get inside. To say, "Where's the fire?" And I'll just grin. To say, "Don't get cute with me, you won't get in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I'll pull out my picture of you, he'll let me go, cause he'll know where's the fire.
Today's forecast calls for low clouds and patchy fog early, then plenty of sunshine and warm conditions, a high of 85. West winds at 8 to 16. Clear to partly cloudy tonight and patchy fog, a low of 62. For the 4th, looks like some scattered showers could come in, especially by midday. Occasional showers Thursday night and 63. For Friday, 74. Possibility of a few thunderstorms there in that forecast as well. Right now, WRCO Studios, it is 65 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Have a great day. Drive carefully on your way out and about, whether it's headed to work or maybe headed for some vacay time. Whatever the case is, be careful. Thanks for supporting local radio.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Dairy stakeholders don't like everything they see in USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, advanced above-ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. An American Farm Bureau Federation economist says USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders are not all good. Danny Munch tells Brownfield USDA addressed the higher of Class 1 milk price mover.
The biggest takeaway is that they do recommend a switch back to the higher of Class 1 mover, which was one of our biggest priorities. We are disappointed, though, that they did not decide to switch back to the higher of on an emergency basis.
Munch is also disappointed in the proposed 5 to 7 cents per pound increase in processor make allowances.
When we loop that into a per hundredweight value, that means farmers will be seeing 75 cents to 87 cents less per hundredweight on their milk checks because of an increased make allowance.
Munch says the data used for the make allowances was based on voluntary cost of production surveys, which he says does not accurately show what it costs to make cheese, butter, and other products. He says it would have been better to consider make allowance increases after mandatory cost of production surveys could begin. Now, Munch says dairy stakeholders, including farmers, can comment on the USDA proposals once they are printed in the Federal Register in mid-July.
Once that happens, the clock starts ticking. We've got 60 days to comment on the recommended decision in support or opposition of some of those recommended amendments. USDA will then take another 60 days to publish a final rule that brings us to around mid-November, right after the election.
Once comment periods are done, there will be a farmer referendum, and Munch says it's unclear when that might happen. He's also concerned about which farmers will be able to vote, because a lot of farmer milk is already de-pooled in the upper Midwest, where cheese and butter production is strong, and those farmers might not be eligible to vote on federal orders. An extension agent says field conditions go from one extreme to the other in his county.
Standing water, there's weeds, there's fields that have come up uneven, just a lot of fields that haven't been planted for that matter.
Ken Schrader in Portage County tells Brownfield there's sand east of the Wisconsin River and heavy clay west of the river, leading to different challenges.
With these heavy rains that we're getting, you know, 2-3 inches at a crack, we're washing a lot of things out of the root zone, and so we've got challenges over there. Again, on the west side of the river, where we've got the heavier soils, we've got water standing everywhere.
Schrader says there are a lot of prevent plant acres west of the river, and even the fields with drain tile are too wet. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. With the midweek 4th of July holiday, it's uncertain whether the bulk of the week's business will take place before it or hold out until sometime on Friday. At the Tena Livestock Market in Missouri, feeder steers were $15 to $25 higher. Feeder heifers were $10 to $20 higher, with some spots even higher yet. The USDA says there were several potloads of 600 to 700 weight cattle that were offered, and demand was very good on the moderate to heavy supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 505 to 526 pounds, brought 340 to 389.25. Feeder steers, 711 to 733 pounds, brought 269 to 284.85. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 615 to 643 pounds, brought 278 to 298.50. And feeder heifer, 652 to 691 pounds, brought 278 to 287.50. Box beef closed higher on good demand from moderate offerings. Choice up $1.21 at $330.39. Select closed 7 cents higher at $306.48. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 3,000 on the week. Cash hogs closed higher with a substantial negotiated run. Processors were aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. It isn't too surprising considering there is a holiday-shortened week. Demand overall is a bright spot as U.S. pork remains extremely competitive on the global market, but there is plentiful pork available. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights continue to run well above year-ago levels. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 291 with a weighted average of 91.35. The Iowa Minnesota was up 95 cents with a weighted average of 92.12, and the Western Corn Belt closed 60 cents higher with a weighted average of 91.77. Pork values closed lower, down $1.09 at 94.32. And estimated hog slaughter was 471,000 head, down 10,000 on the week. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting on direct business to develop. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed as long-term demand uncertainties linger. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent. Except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn-beating program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are mixed, adjusting spreads and watching development weather. August beans are up 4 and a quarter at 11.50 and a quarter. September was 3 and a quarter higher at 11.10 and 3 quarters. September corn was 1 higher at 4.08, and December was up 3 quarters at 4.21 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher with box beef up at midday, getting ready for widespread direct business. August live was 82 higher at 185.10. October was up $1.50 at 185.65. August feeders were 372 higher at 261.10. And nearby hogs were higher. Deferred months were mostly lower with questions about sustained demand. August lean was $1.60 higher at 89.77. And October lean was up 17 at 74.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A new study shows improving soil health improves a farm's bottom line. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Food company General Mills recently partnered with a nonprofit called the Soil Health Institute to study the impact of regenerative ag practices on farm success. Steve Rosenzweig is the agricultural lead at General Mills.
The idea is that having a healthy farm ecosystem can not only benefit water quality downstream and have these other environmental benefits, but also supports the economic success of the farm.
The Soil Health Institute studied farms in the U.S. and Canada with substantial wheat acres and a variety of other crops. They all used no-till or minimum tillage, and some had cover crops. Archie Flanders, an economist at the Soil Health Institute, says the results were no accident.
When farmers are receiving benefits, they have to be increasing their soil health measurements in some way. If they adopt these practices and they reduce their cost or increase their yield, it just doesn't happen. Something in the soil is happening. That would be an improvement in soil health measurements.
Farms in the study saw net income rise with a combination of higher revenues and lower cost of production. Farmers also saw better results for the other crops they grew as well. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Cattle shows at the fair may be a little different this year. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. County fairs and state dairy exhibitions are adapting to restrictions in place to reduce the spread of influenza A, H5N1, in dairy cattle. Some county fairs have already determined they will not have lactating cows at the fair this year. Michigan State University Extension 4-H dairy science educator Kendra Van Order tells Brownfield every county in their state has been impacted in some way.
We're hoping that this can be a more of an inclusive opportunity for youth and more equitable for 4-H youth to participate in the dairy program, regardless of the size and scope of their dairy program for their county.
Van Order says Michigan's executive order has also significantly reduced participation in the Michigan Dairy Expo, and judging contests will go on without lactating dairy cows.
We hope that this is a short-term situation, but I think, you know, just as we learned through that pandemic, we really can't put a time stamp on the impact of this virus.
The Michigan Dairy Youth Programs have been provided with alternative contest options this year. The Global Dairy Trade Index dropped 6.9% in Tuesday's trading session. Only lactose had a small price increase, while all other dairy product values fell. Overall, 113 winning bidders purchased 24,138 metric tons of dairy products during 16 rounds of bidding. Anhydrous milk fat and butter were both down more than 10%. Cash dairy prices were mostly steady Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remains unchanged at 49 cents with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 190, one sale there. Barrels up 2¾ to 188 with 10 sales recorded. Butter unchanged at 313¾, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk down a penny at 117 with three sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Timstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. No sale next week. Happy 4th of July and stay safe. For Hay Auction, call 608-642-2802 for more info. Antiques, furniture, G.I. Joe figures, H. Brown items, and more. Online only auction ending July 10th. We have plenty of online auctions coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. We need listings, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Today's forecast calls for a high of 85 with plenty of sunshine and warm conditions. That's a nice summer forecast. But then, of course, it changes with some rain on the way tomorrow on the 4th. It looks like maybe by midday some showers will happen and a high of 84 degrees tomorrow. This morning, a little bit of a light fog settling in over the horizon. After a midnight reading of 67, we're at 64 degrees. Here's Charlie Rich on the Milk House Show.
Well, I make it all right.
Well, I make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Oh, those
lonely weekends. Since you left me.
Since you left me.
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Say it to me.
Yeah, dude.
never dreamed that love could be like this before. No, I never knew the thrill that I had missed until I found a taste of heaven in your kiss. I felt at first when you just barely touched my hand, but I was young, foolish, and I didn't really understand. I wondered what sensation could make me feel like this. And then I found a taste of heaven in your kiss. Oh, I found a taste of heaven, give me more. I never dreamed that love could be like this before. No, I never knew the thrill that I had missed until I found a taste of heaven in your kiss. Now you know it's true that I'm really in love with you. So now don't you go and break my heart in two. Just stay with me and let me share the bliss that comes from a taste of heaven in your kiss. Oh, I found a taste of heaven, give me more. I never dreamed that love could be like this before. No, I never knew the thrill that I had missed until I found a taste of heaven in your kiss.
Jim Ed Brown on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. The Brewers with a win in the ninth inning yesterday. Another come-from-behind win for the Brewers. I know they're looking for different nicknames for this year's club. You know, with all the grand slams and everything, probably could kind of go using something like that about their prowess for the hitting. I think Tim Feed had suggested Murph's Maulers. I think that's pretty good, actually. But they're also the Comeback Kids. Probably could use that one as well. Well, coming up, Tony Schumacher will give us so-so news, I guess, with more rain in the forecast for the 4th of July and lots of rain around the areas. Folks kind of dig out and try to get going and face another day in southwest Wisconsin with waterlogged bottoms and basements and fields and whatnot. Isn't it amazing how things turn around? Last year we were crying for rain, and this year we're crying for it to stop. I guess that's the way it goes sometimes. We have Don Williams up next as we lead a little bit closer toward Tony's latest weather update.
There's a million oil rigs pumping that black gold all over the world. Sheiks and cowboy billionaires in limousines loaded with sparkling girls. But money can't buy happiness. Just listen to the stories they tell. All you need to really succeed in life is one good well. It takes one good well, deep and ever flowing. One good well to draw from night and day. Pure and fine, it's yours and mine, and it's always enough. We got one. For more, you think they'd learn that money can burn. It's love that keeps the wolf from the door.
precious love lies deep inside, hearts you can't buy and sell. When the money's low, still we know we got one good well. It takes one good well, deep and ever flowing. One good well to draw from night and day. Good and fine, it's yours.
Pickup truck. My head was hanging so heavy, I could hardly hold it up. I got to thinking about sweet little woman I left all alone. And that's when I started rolling, drinking my way back home. Drinking my way back home. Listening to a honky-tonk song. I hope the devil and the soul don't steer me wrong, cause I'm drinking my way back home. I feel that Texas sundown on this redneck of mine. Every time I pop top, I'm getting closer to the Arkansas line. I left a trail of Lone Star beers from here to San Antonio. So baby, here I come, don't worry, drinking my way back home. Drinking my way back home. Listening to a honky-tonk song. I hope the devil in my soul don't steer me wrong, cause I'm drinking my way back home.
Gene Watson and his farewell party band on the Light in the Milk House Show. Thanks for joining us today. A look at weather is coming up next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, after picking up a couple inches of rain yesterday in the area, we certainly deserve a break today, and it looks like we will get it. Some nice sunshine expected by the late morning, lasting through the day with seasonably warm temperatures. Just a great day to get outside and maybe catch up a little bit on some of your outdoor projects. Unfortunately, the dry weather is not going to last long. We've got another low-pressure system sweeping in from the west by tomorrow midday. Will likely bring us some scattered showers and storms, which will continue off and on for several days. And again, we could see a couple inches of rain locally all the way through the start of the weekend. So definitely if you're in a flood-prone area or near a stream or low spot, be sure to keep an eye on the situation and listen in for updates. Otherwise, temperatures will be dropping a bit with all the cloud cover coming in and the showers running about 5 degrees below average. Here's that forecast now for today. Some low clouds and patchy fog early, then turning mostly sunny and warm with highs in the middle 80s. West wind between 8 and 16. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog, low at 62. Tomorrow for the 4th of July, partly to mostly cloudy and warm, high in the low to mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by midday. The wind southeast between 5 and 10. And Thursday night looks rather wet, with off and on showers and storms down to 63. Friday, mostly cloudy and cooler. Scattered showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms. High around 74. Heading into Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, spotty showers or storms possible. Low 58, high 79. Sunday, variably cloudy. Scattered showers and storms likely. Low 60, high 78. Monday, mostly cloudy. Still some areas of rain, possibly a thunderstorm. High 77. And next Tuesday, partly sunny, small chance of a shower, high near 80 degrees. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 64 degrees. That is as low as it's been today. Yesterday, 68 degrees. We picked up an inch and 79 one-hundredths here at the WRCO studios. Record high for Wednesday, or actually July 3rd, going back on in time to 2012, when it was 95 degrees for a record high. The record low was established in 1967 at 43. Last year's high, 90, and the low, 59. Sunset time, 8:45 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning at 5:27. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 29.83. We have received 1/100th of an inch of rain this morning. And again, lots of rain yesterday. Nearly 4 inches in the Baraboo area. Nearly 4 inches or more in the Castle Rock area. A couple of reporters to us this morning with their amounts. It's too much wherever you are, that's for sure. After a midnight reading of 67, we're at 64 degrees.